Hello, welcome back to this podcast, episode 14. I just want to welcome you back. I'm Edward Reber, your host, and today we're just going to be talking about whatever God has been doing in our lives. So just please stay tuned for that. And we have Eli, Tristan, Marcelo, and Christian.
Yeah.
And me. All right, so please stay tuned for that. All right.
Okay, we were all together a couple weeks ago. I think it was like three weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was like
So three weeks ago, we were all together, and we just, like, it was my testimony, and then, like, we just kind of, like, bounced off of each other for, like, a good 55 minutes. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to do, like, a kind of, like, sort of same segment. What we're just going to say, what God's been putting on our heart and what God's been dealing with us, and we're just going to step in that. So anybody got something to start us off real quick? Because it's off to me. So what personally the Lord's been putting on my heart is this idea of prayer and like interceding for someone. And intercession is just another way to say like you're praying for a circumstance or a person and they're not like directly with you. So it's kind of like a bridging the gap to another place, or like bridging the gap for a person. It's kind of like the same way that like Jesus called like the great intercessor, and he stands in the gap for us in our sin, and he takes the point of that. We're just doing that, and we're taking the place for someone, and we're asking for God to work in their life, like on their behalf or something. So personally, it's been intercession a lot with prayer, just like prayer walking like my neighborhood and stuff. And it's been worship, like worship just continuing to like push forth like in a massive way, and a big amount of just like stepping into a deeper worship than what we have been in before, like just like singing a song. Because you can sing a song and your heart not be in it. Yeah. You can sing a song.
You don't mean the words.
Yeah. You can say something and not mean the words.
Yeah.
And like I think that it's all about obedience and humility whenever it comes to that. Because like you are humbling yourself and saying, God, you're greater than me. Because me feeling the way I am right now is not good enough to satisfy the way and how great you are. So like how I feel is not gonna overtake the way and how great you are. Like my embarrassment of like how I'm gonna like dance, my embarrassment of how I'm gonna sing, I don't care anymore. Because you read in I think it's Chronicles, where King David, no, it is 2 Kings, I think, but King David, he would dance so much to where he was this massive like worshiper. Like a massive worshiper. And you gotta think, the greatest king in the history of Israel was a worshiper. Mm-hmm. Like the greatest king in the entire history of Israel was a worshiper. It's a person who was humble before God and said, I'm gonna give you every single last bit of praise that I can. Whenever he finally got the Ark of the Covenant back, what he did was he didn't just march into town with it, and that would have been a massive triumphant injury, like agreed. But he stepped in, and every six paces, he sacrificed because he did not want to lose the presence. So it's just like a massive, overwhelming sense of I don't want to lose the presence of God. And through that, a constant sacrifice and a constant wanting for God to still be there. Because like what happened was the Ark of the Covenant, it was taken because Israel and their disobedience. So what happened was he's like, I never want to lose this again. I never want to lose this again, because with this comes prosperity. With this comes the presence of my God. With this comes every bit of peace and prosperity through God. And he's like, I don't want to lose that. And so it's just a massive amount of awe and worship. But that's just one thing that's been on my heart recently.
And something to add on to that, lately, I feel like we had a lesson. I don't know when it was, but it was a couple months back. And it was about how we live in the culture and, like, how when we're going to church and stuff, we have a relationship with Christ. Mm-hmm. And when we stop going, it kind of just stops. So, like, that's something that's been recently, like, happening that, like, I've been falling into temptation. So, like, the past... So, we went on a beach trip with my family. And I ain't go to church for, I don't know, like, two weeks. Something like that. And, I mean, I wasn't reading my Bible or... I mean, I wasn't doing anything bad. But I just wasn't... I wasn't, like praying or, you know, like, reading my Bible. And then today at church when I was worshiping, I low-key started tearing up because I was like, wow, like, God's love is insane for me after I just, like, fell into temptation. Like, His love, like, it's crazy that, like, I could still worship Him with no shame and no guilt in my heart even mm-hmm. after... what I just did.
Yep.
So, yeah, something to add on to.
So we were reading this Bible plan. It was called Killing Kryptonite on the YouVersion. Mm-hmm. There's this day on it. It said a wife was... the husband was coming home from work and the wife was all prettied up. She had a dress on, she had makeup on and all that. And, he was all excited. He was like, oh, we're going out to eat. We're going to go do this. And she was like, no, I'm going out with my old boyfriend, right, from high school. And obviously the husband was angry with that because he wants a relationship with her. It's his wife, you know?
Yeah.
And the reference behind that was so often we fall back into old temptation. We fall back into old stuff. We go back to our old boyfriend, girlfriend, all that. God's sitting there designing a relationship with you, right? And that hit me, right? Because I haven't really heard of God, I haven't felt God, right? So I've been doubting Him recently. But, like, there's just been so many things He's revealing Himself to. Today we were singing that song, what was it? It was...
Too Good to Not Believe.
Yeah, you're too good to not believe.
Yeah. And it hit.
Oh my goodness.
It hit different. Because I was thinking about some things, or the Holy Spirit was speaking to me at the moment, and I was like, no, you know, like.
Yeah.
And like the song hit it, I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, last night, I was like, dude, is God even real?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Yeah. Like, literally last night, like midnight, I could not sleep.
Yeah.
And then. Today we were singing that song and I was like, yo, pretty cool guy. Because that could be a coincidence, but it's happened for the past 3 weeks for me. You know
right?
It's not necessarily it's not a coincidence. It's something that just keeps happening, you know what I mean?
Oh, broke my chair.
The chair you love isn't just snapped.
He broke it.
It just snapped, yo.
Bro, what the heck?
Anyone have anything to add?
That's the enemy attacking. The devil is a liar.
Oh, yes. The enemy.
You broke it.
Especially at late nights, that, like, happens. Like, when it's late at night, it's when, like, the devil starts, like, giving you those lies.
Yeah.
And that's something I really struggled with is doubt.
Yeah.
And, He just puts that in your mind that he just gives you so many lies and so much to, like, think about that you just start falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that with the demonic and talking about, like, the enemy attacking us and his fiery darts that he shoots at us, a lot of people don't realize that the devil works like at night. Yep. Because like at night, you have to think about this. How many burglaries happen in the daytime?
Oh yeah.
Like none.
He comes up when you what's it called?
When you like least expect it.
Yeah.
Like it's something about like secrecy. Because the devil loves to work in secrecy. That's the only way he's able to survive. Because you gotta think about this. Anytime that you see the devil working, if you actually knew it was the devil at the time, where like you heard it, you'd attack the devil. But if he can stay in the darkness, then he continues to thrive. You gotta think about this. Every single military on the face of the planet, they all know something about military advantage whenever it comes to camouflage. Yeah. Like, you got to think about this. It is a strategical advantage for you to be hidden. It's a strategical advantage because the enemy cannot attack you if you're hidden.
Yeah.
If they don't even know where you're at. And so there's so much of a nuance in a way in the body of Christ, at least here in America, where there is a mindset that God's real but the devil's not, or the devil's real and God's not. Like there's such like a blurred line between the devil working. I mean, like all the power of the devil was taken away from him at Calvary because God gave us the power through the Holy Spirit. That's what happened. But it did not get rid of the presence of the devil. Like you gotta think about this. The devil still entered people after Christ's crucifixion. I think it was Ananias and Sapphira who lied to I think it was Peter, and he was like, You just lied against the Holy Spirit because you did not like respond, or like you didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, sorry. And so whenever he said that, there he was like, you're gonna die now. It was terrifying, but like he was like, you're gonna die now. And like instantly Ananias and Sapphira died. Like after they lied, like after the Holy Spirit like told them, hey, like you need to say this right. So it was kind of crazy. But like you gotta think about this. The devil loves to work in secrecy. And so there's so much of a...
But he also... One thing to add on. He also like exposes himself a lot too.
Yeah.
Like,
oh! He overplays his hand.
And shows and stuff. Like, they even have a show about him. Like, Lucifer.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like, a lot of the time, he's like not even trying to hide. And most of the time... I guess that's when he's out. I mean, he's out in the day... Like, I mean, in the shows and stuff, like, exposing himself at night, mm-hmm. I guess he's in, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's also, because in America, he's comfortable with being exposed now because we allow him to be exposed. We're not doing anything about him, so he can be exposed because we let him be exposed, right? We allow these things to happen. We don't combat it. Obviously, he's not going to try and hide as much when he can come out and he can, you know, take advantage of that. And
yeah.
And that's why most people, like, believe in him and the devil than they do in God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew demons and Satan was real before I knew God was real. And that's just so crazy to think that that's how the majority of our teenagers are. That's how the next generation is.
Oh, goodness.
They're being raised up. They know that there's bad, but they do not know what the good is, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's just crazy to think, all right? Because, like, I have experience in that, all right? So, it's just crazy to me to think that.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's really sad to see the state of our country, a country that's free, a country that you can actually worship God in that same way.
Yeah.
Like, there's absolutely no essence of people worshiping God. Like to this like great extent. I mean, like we have mega churches and stuff. Like we have people who like gather together, but it's all this crap that people say is Christianity is a spirit of religion attacking America. Because you see that tradition breaks the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
You see, Jesus hated tradition. He hated tradition. He loved the law of the Lord, but hated tradition. What happened was in the 400 years between the last known prophecy of Jesus coming and in the time that Jesus came, it was like a 400-year gap. And so you see, like a correlation between like the 400 years of captivity between like the last prophecy before Jesus came back, Jesus coming back, and like the 400 years of slavery that Egypt and the Israelites went through, and then like they finally get delivered. And so like it's kind of cool how like the deliverer came after 400 years, the same way that Moses came to deliver the people from the captivity 400 years later. And so like it's crazy to see that correlation. But you gotta think to yourself, if I heard this quote and it said, if the world is in shambles, and if the political system is out of whack, and if the people inside of America are out of whack, and if all this different stuff is happening, and all this torment and all this destruction is happening in America, whenever you see all these different things that are happening across the world, not even in America, but like you see in Israel, the bombings that have happened, you see all these different wars and rumors of wars and all these different things, and you see the complete destruction of a world whom God created to be a peaceful nation, and you see person rising against person, another person rising against another person. If you see this stuff in your state and in your country, you cannot blame the devil, because he's doing what he's known to do for years and years and thousands of years.
Yeah.
And you cannot blame the devil for doing what he always does.
Yeah.
You can't blame the deceiver for deceiving.
Yeah.
You have to blame the people who can actually stop it.
Yeah, and a lot of people are like, they're like, I don't believe in God because there's so much bad in the world. Correct. But I was listening to this preacher. He was like, love is by choice. Like, he didn't want to like be worshipped by robots. Mm-hmm. Like, if you didn't have a choice in a relationship with someone, that wouldn't be a good relationship.
It
wouldn't
be a program.
Yeah. And if God gave us choice, so that's love. In a relationship, you have choice. Like, the free choice. Like, whatever you want to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's love, and yeah.
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 I mean, love always happens, like, through free will. Marcel had a great point that, like, no one can worship a God out of an obligation. You have to worship him out of a love for him. And out of that love for him, we realize that we have an obligation to worship him because he's so great.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of crazy how people naturally, they worship people. People naturally worship things. Like you may not think it, but whenever you sing the person who you love, the artist's songs, you're practically worshiping them in that same sense.
Yep, yep,
and
yep.
You see all this like stuff on TikTok happening. It's all based around music.
None of it is
like Christian music. It's secular, and so you see a massive just like blatant disregard for God.
But was it like the devil? Like was it Like he gave him like I said, he gave him like a bunch of golden tubes or something like that. I'm not sure what it was.
There was musical instruments engrafted into his
like God.
Body.
God made him Lucifer. God made Lucifer for like worshiping. Like
mm-hmm.
yeah.
he's like
he's the angel of worship.
And anything about this, like,
and that's where he gets his most, like, in
oh
the
my
music.
Goodness, yeah,
I mean, you can see by Lil Nas X, right?
Oh my god,
you can
oh
see
him,
like,
yes.
how that
in any music,
yeah,
right? It doesn't even
oh
just have to be Lil Nas X,
and obviously, no hate for him because we want no judgment on him,
yeah.
And most Christians have judged him and
oh
hated
goodness.
On him,
yes,
just because he is gay,
yeah,
and that's not right. We're supposed to show love to him. And show God's love and compassion.
Not compromise. 100% not compromise to what the Bible says.
Because we love the person but hate the sin.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, like, it's kind of sad how many people don't even actually know how to do that. And, like, show love to the person but hate the actions that they're committing.
Yeah, yeah.
And in reality, out of that love, you gotta think about this. Jesus, like God's a father. Yeah. And I mean, like, as a parent, you can love your child but hate that they're putting their hand on a stove.
Yeah.
Like you can love their child and hate that they're kicking their like leg
into
the
wall. Oh my gosh, that's good, bro.
Like it's crazy how people can't get that. And you can kind of see how many broken homes that there is now.
Yeah.
How many broken homes that there is that people actually don't know the parental love of the father. And so
I got it.
It's just like absolutely nuts the amount of like disregard for God and just like this idea that you don't even know the God that you're worshiping. Yep. You don't even know him. Because if you knew him, you would have love for your fellow human and fellow person. Because it says that all men are created equal.
Yep.
All men, sinner and saint alike, they're created equal. Yep. A person who is still handicapped, God sees them the same as a person who is normally like, they can walk on two legs. I mean, God does not see someone differently. He sees the image of him. He's like looking at a
like
reflection.
Ashton said tonight, he was like if you're talking bad about a person, we're made in his image. So you're basically talking about God.
Yeah.
That's why gossip is so bad. Because whenever you allow gossip into a house of God, you create a dysfunction within the body. Whom is supposed to be united through the Son.
Yeah.
And one more thing is it's kind of crazy how like the world revolves around the Son the same way we're supposed to revolve around the Son, like the Son of God. And so like it's kind of crazy how like all this different stuff that like God even made is supposed to be like a representation of him. It's crazy how much of a blueprint God gives for him to actually see us, but yet because we're blind, leading the blind, we're unable to see like he called us to
And most people don't even want to see.
Oh my goodness.
It's not even necessarily that they're blind, they just don't want to see it.
Yeah, because if you choose to see, you can no longer blame your blindness.
Yep.
Oh.
And you have to live up to the reality that there is a God, that there is someone who actually chose you, that there is a standard you need to live up to, that there is a call that's on your life, and you cannot no longer just dawdle around as someone you see is hurting.
Yes, because at that point we're being hypocrites. And,
exactly.
And that's something that a lot of us struggle with.
Oh, yeah.
Being hypocrites. Today I told God, like, I was praying in the morning before I came to church, and I said, God, I'm a hypocrite. Let me worship you with all that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you all the shame and guilt that I have in my body, and help me worship you with all that I have, because,
I mean, it's absolute, it's crazy, because, like, God says that, like, a worship and a praise that, like, does not care how you look is the kind of worship he wants.
Yeah.
Like, he wants people to jump. He wants people to dance. Yeah. He wants people to continue to see him as an everlasting God whom should be worshipped. Like, he wants that. That's why it says that David was a man after God's own heart. Because as you see it, like David was a man who was a worshiper. Yeah. And so, like, you see, like the state of the church today, and, like, I don't really think that the church is a church after his own heart if they're not a church that worships to the extent that God wants them to worship. And I mean, like one thing that was really, like, inspiring was looking at the videos of, of like upper room and like looking at how like their whole church worships. Like even like the 4-year-old men, like to the 5-year-old children, they're raising their hands,
yes.
They're singing, they're on their knees. Like, you gotta think about this. God loves it whenever you worship Him with the body He gave you. Like, your body is the only thing that you're gonna come to this world and then leave with. That's the only thing that is actually given to you by God. I mean, like, everything else is like kind of like you're borrowing it,
yeah.
But your body is the one that God gave you specifically. Like, He gave you your body. Your body is different than everybody else's body. And it's going to be that way for, like all time. Like, your body's not going to be the same as another person. Like, even whenever they look at, like a twin, they're different. But, like, a transition is different.
Look, I saw this thing. It said there's 6 people who look exactly like you in the world. You have a 20% chance of meeting them. I just felt like saying that.
They might look like you, but like you got to think about like even like the dynamics of like emotion and
the
like
inner
how
purity.
You think.
Yeah, inside the difference.
Yeah, I mean,
they
like
look
it's
just like you.
Yeah, but it's absolutely insane the amount of like differency, what's the word? The amount of divergence in the path of the Christians. Because, like, you look at us at the state of Christianity, and you see that we have over, like, I think 2,000 denominations. It's a lot more than 2,000.
India alone has like a couple thousand.
Hey, I'm pretty sure like Hindu has like 500,000 gods.
Yeah,
or like a million gods.
Yeah,
and so like you see people in that kind of a state of like a Hinduism like belief that instead of us worshiping God, we're worshiping like 500,000 like religions. How many is it?
45,000 denominations globally.
Oh my gosh, 45,000 denominations of Christianity.
Oh, of Christianity.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah. There you go.
But
I was like, dang.
I think we turn to gods for like the money, the fame.
Oh, goodness.
Like, you can see, and this is my theory, but you can see how some rappers
sell their soul
or they claim to be for Satan, and like they have all these riches, all these fame, all everything.
Then again, you can't really like sell something that you don't even own in the first place.
Yeah, so that's why I really don't really believe that you can sell your soul, but
yeah.
Like you can just like really just be in the satanic movement.
No,
so
I think you can, right? Because that's out of your free will.
You're not selling your soul. You're selling your allegiance. First thing is like your
no,
soul.
No, you're saying that you are his.
Well,
like giving yourself to him, like a sacrifice.
You were already his.
No, to Satan.
Yeah, you were already
his. Yeah, Satan's your God.
Yeah, that's what
you can be under the influence of Satan, but you're never going to be his. You belong to God regardless.
Well,
no matter what you're doing, whether you're a porn addict, a drug addict, no matter what.
Well, it does say you belong to the prince of this world, and
uh-huh.
The prince of this world is Satan.
Uh-huh.
So you can belong to him, but like you gotta think about this, like the power of everything, it comes from God.
Yeah,
The devil only like distorts and manipulates.
Your sin belongs to Satan. This is just my opinion. I believe your sin belongs to Satan, and when we're sinning, we belong to Satan. But we do not belong. We belong to God regardless.
Well, sin is a rebellion against God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing.
Yeah.
So it would be like Satan is the father of lies, the father of deception,
mm-hmm.
and he's the person who like creates deception in the world. And so like I'm guessing it would be like your deception is what he loves to distort, and your rebellion against God is what he loves to distort. But you gotta think about this. It's not a rebellion with I suppose you're right. It's a rebellion with Satan and a rebellion against God.
Yeah.
And so it's just this massive like rebellion, just like first off and foremost, like it's rebellion against God. I don't really know like who it belongs to per se, but like it's just a rebellion against the person who created you.
Yeah.
Like it's a rebellion against the father of everything that we know in existence. And like Satan like took a third of it away and stuff. But like a third of the angels away. And,
yeah, it was a third.
And everything. But I think that correlation between like the music and like Satan actually having like most of these songs that you hear, a lot of them are not going to be Christian music.
Yep. Yeah.
Actually, the only one that possibly made it on the like secular radio was Oceans, you gotta think about this. How many people on TikTok use that?
What do you mean?
That song.
Or is it a lot?
Like, it's a crap ton.
Doesn't Justin Bieber make, like...
Justin Bieber claims to be Christian,
I'm not gonna dog his faith, but because like everybody has like their own.
We're not exposing people, but just
Just like it's
pray for him.
Yeah. So what Jared told me was that he's in a contract that he's supposed to like be like doing these types of music, cussing and stuff, and all these types of music and stuff. Jared, you know you guys know
yeah,
Jared,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is from his opinion.
A friend of ours.
He said that he's in a contract and he's supposed to like be making this type of music and that he can't like
he can't do it because like of his religious beliefs now.
No, like
he doesn't.
He can't because he would break the contract.
Yeah, because I just follow him on Instagram. Like,
well, I don't even listen to anybody who like doesn't say like they're Christian. So
yeah.
So because like that's a conviction of mine, I cannot listen to secular music. Period. Look at my Spotify.
Yeah.
It's like Hillsong, United. It's like Elevation. It's
no, but like I know exactly where you're telling me.
Yeah.
And that's the reason that I deleted TikTok at first because it was like a huge temptation stuff. And something I got addicted to, and a lot of people get addicted to it.
Oh my goodness!
But
come on.
Recently, I was like, oh, I'm gonna go to the beach, so I'm gonna get on TikTok, so that way, like, I might be bored or something like that.
Mm-mm.
And
I was like,
dang, I'm living like in the culture or whatever. Like I was saying earlier, like
living in the culture instead of being a. A light in the culture.
Yeah, I was like, I'm a Christian now, so like it's not gonna bother me or like nothing's gonna. But now, like, I erased it again, and I'm like, yeah, that wasn't good for me.
No, it's not 100%. And people don't realize the power that something has on them until they take it away.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yes.
Like, yeah. Like you don't realize that you're addicted to pornography unless you try to take it away. Oh my,
man.
like you.
That's true, bro.
Like you do not realize how you're addicted to smoking unless you try to stop.
Yeah.
You don't realize how
addicted you are to your phone.
Oh,
take it away.
That was the worst, bro.
Dude, that it's insane. Like try to do a phone detox and your eyes won't be nearly as splotchy as it used to be.
No, but still, like even for a day, that is hard to not have any contact with your phone. That's very difficult.
Well,
like, I'm sure it's way worse from a lot of America, right?
Oh my
goodness. We're not seeing the new trend or any of that.
Well, like, then again, how would they post about the trend if they didn't have the phone?
What do you mean?
A phone detox? How would they post about
it? No, the person doing the detox isn't getting to see it.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And no communication with anyone.
Oh
all that.
Goodness. Dude, people are addicted to Snapchat.
Oh my god.
Like,
Lord.
For no reason.
Yeah.
That's
not even cool.
Oh, my, it's not. It's not.
All you do is text people.
Yeah. It's literally just like a massive texting platform that promotes secrecy.
Yeah.
And like I said before, the devil likes to hide in shadows.
Yeah. No. Snapchat is a big one. You have people. Like, I have people on my Snap that are adding me like crazy.
Oh, yeah. it's
and then,
absolutely.
And then they're
crazy.
Like, hey, like, sending me like their links and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh,
and
it's crazy. Like OnlyFans on Snapchat is massive.
Yep.
Like, massive. There's like a whole like different world of it.
Like that's why I had to delete Snapchat. It's because I couldn't, like I put up every restriction that I possibly could against it, because it's pornography.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's straight up pornography. Like
for real.
Like it's crazy. So like, so, and like you gotta think about this. Like, to Instagram, it's the same way as Snapchat.
Yes.
But like Snapchat's worse.
Instagram has put a bunch of new boundaries up, and like,
yeah, but still, there's,
yeah,
like,
there's still a lot of
there's still
ways
a
to get
crap ton of stuff.
Yeah.
And like that's the same way with Facebook as well.
Things
but
that show
Facebook
up.
Has a crap ton of that stuff too. Like, and it's just boom, boom, boom,
and
boom.
And it's not even things that I'm sorry. It's not even things that you like look up. They're just there.
Yes.
They're just like,
yeah,
setups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Instagram has a lot of bots that,
oh my goodness,
immediately comment on it, like SportsCenter, ESPN,
yeah,
like that, like with a bunch of links. Mm-hmm. They'll like say something random. You can click on the name links.
Yeah, be like, oh my gosh, look at my OnlyFans.
Don't view my story.
Yeah. I'm like it's disgusting. Like it's. Like normally you think, oh my goodness, like that's kind of, I'm kind of a threat of that, but no, you gotta think about this. Whenever you chose to give your life to Christ, you lost every right to say that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, because you gotta think about this. You are no longer the captain of your ship. God is the captain of your ship. So what he says,
you're never
goes.
The captain of your ship.
You're never the captain of your ship.
Satan or God, you're never the captain.
Like honestly, you have no control over your soul. Only thing that you do is you say God.
Because everyone.
And I feel like you spend your whole life trying to figure yourself out and trying to be the captain.
That makes me so mad when people are like, I'm just trying to find myself. You know what? You need to try to find yourself in God before you try to find yourself in something else. Because whatever you find, it ain't gonna be good. Yeah. Like more flesh is not good. More of yourself is not gonna save you. I mean, you already know whenever you're six that whenever you lied, it was bad. Because you felt a little bit of a hurt inside your body until you began to cover it up with shame.
Children know pornography is bad.
Oh my goodness.
They're trying to hide it. Parents are like, well, they don't know if it's bad. Then why is your child trying to hide the fact that they were watching porn when they're only 7 years old?
Exactly.
Yes. They know better.
Because there is a part inside of you that's like,
conviction.
This is wrong. Because you are built to have a relationship with the King of the universe.
Yep.
You were built that way by God. And so there's nothing that's going to satisfy you. There's nothing that's going to fill you. There's nothing that's going to be able to cleanse you except for God. Because what you may think is pure, it might actually be darkness. The Bible says that make sure that the light that is filling you is not actually darkness. Because you might assign something that you think is light, but it's actually darkness.
Yeah.
There's an effect that's in psychology, and it's like, imagine that you're in a cave. You've been in a cave all your life. You've been told that the shadow that's on the wall is an elephant. It's a shadow of an elephant.
Uh-huh.
And you've been told all your life that shadow is an elephant. That shadow of a giraffe is a giraffe. And then finally, you step out of the cave and be like, oh my goodness, this is actually a giraffe. It's not the shadow on the wall. Because you've been thinking to yourself and you've been assigning that something is actually light, but it's a shadow. It's a shadow of what was actually supposed to be there. And so It's like really cool because like even like Paul referenced that like it's like that kind of like that old of like an idea that like what you might think is light could actually be darkness surrounding you, and there's so much of the blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
There's so much of
it. Influencers, you know.
Oh my goodness.
We've done that too.
Yeah.
Even if we don't, we've done it all the time.
Oh, ask Edward, dude. I've been giving this kid advice like ever since I've known him. And I was blind as a bat. I knew exactly what I needed to tell him. I knew what I needed to do, but I myself was blind because I didn't want to follow that. I mean, we have influencers in our culture who try and lead this way, who wear a crystal so that way people who are following them wear a crystal, right? Because they, and it's like blind leading the blind at all times, right? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if an influencer killed themselves so a bunch of other kids kill themselves because...
Think about this. Quit thinking of them as influencers.
Yeah.
And just like for kicks, try to call them leaders. But because you got to think about this.
They are leaders.
Cult leaders, if they say do this, they do it. Yeah. They're an influencer. So quit calling them influencers, just call them leaders.
They are leaders
of the culture.
Yeah.
Are leading the blind.
They lead a bunch of kids, man.
Oh my goodness.
And it's so crazy how parents allow this stuff to happen, right? We see these 12-year-old girls walking out with like short shorts and what is it, like leggings all the way up?
Like fishnet leggings. For some reason, like, guys, whenever you talk about like sexual like perversion and stuff, mm-hmm. it's never gonna be like in the light, like about like our clothing or anything.
Uh-huh.
It's never gonna be like that.
Yeah.
What it's gonna be is it's gonna be in the dark as pornography.
Yeah.
100%. Girls, they might struggle with like looking good, like for appearances or anything, or but because like I have all these sisters, like I know what it's like.
But girls struggle with pornography too.
Oh yeah.
It's not only guys.
I think guys would definitely struggle with that more.
Yeah.
Yes,
guys struggle with that specific thing.
But there's some girls, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah, there's some
girls that are like full on, like they're getting tempted.
Plenty of girls.
But there's a lot of people like that are blinded about what's bad. You know what I'm talking about?
Because Satan has blinded those, I think it's in Corinthians or Ephesians, has blinded those of this world. Mm-hmm. So they won't be able to see the goodness.
Plus,
you can't blame the blind.
Because nowadays we see that having sex before marriage is good.
Yeah.
We're like, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
You actually need to experience it and stuff. And then you hear all these different people who are actually promoting that saying, I wish I would have kept it. And so like, why are people leading with regret? Like, if you're regretting something that you did, don't say go do it. Like, don't say go do it. And make sure that the pleasure that you feel is not actually conviction.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Like so many people have, like fried their brains, like, of conviction.
Yeah.
And so, like, you say, well, actually, I'm not convicted to watch pornography anymore, so I guess it's good. No. That's even worse.
Yeah.
Because whenever your conviction is fried, you lose all ability to retaliate against it.
Yeah.
It becomes so much harder to retaliate against a conviction that's not even there.
Plus, once you say something's right so long, you begin to believe that's right.
Yeah. I mean, like, you have to think about truth.
Yeah.
I mean, you only know truth because you compare it with the lie. And if you never compare that lie with the actual truth, that lie is going to become your truth.
100%. Like, that's good.
Like, it's absolutely insane how these people are constantly leading people astray. And there's this place of pride that comes with that, too. I mean, you agreed. Everyone struggles with pride.
Yeah.
Everyone.
No, not me. I'm perfect.
But like, everyone struggles with pride, and I mean, personally for me, that's been a massive struggle.
Oh yeah,
because I found who I am in what I know, instead of finding who I am with the person that knows me.
No, a lot of the time, we give pride for ourselves what it's supposed to give to God. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the time we're like, oh, we know a lot about scripture, and we're like all this religious stuff. And everything, and we're like, oh yeah, we're cool, you know. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
A lot of the time, we give ourselves like pride and stuff, and like, no, thinking that we're like bigger than someone else just because we mm-hmm. know a lot more about
mm-hmm.
it.
Oh yeah, bro, pride will come in anything. Sometimes I'll look at someone, I'm like, they're not. Why are they over there praying over this person? They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Because
that's yesterday, massive pride.
That's crazy pride.
You could be like, oh, they were like this like back then, but you don't know what.
But then it's also because I understand that like this is a spiritual battle, right?
Yeah.
Like, deliverance is crazy.
Oh my goodness. Like, it needs to be happening.
Yeah, ooh. And but like even afterwards, like sometimes you'll like from after sometimes I've like when I was doing deliverances, I had spiritual attacks that night.
Yeah. Oh,
or that week. That whole week.
Yes. Yes. When? Yes. Because like whenever you're exposing truth, the devil hates it.
I remember the first time I ever did a deliverance with someone. I went home that night and I was like energetic. I was pumped, dude. Could not sleep. I kept waking up with cold sweats for that whole night, dude. Like, could not sleep. Then the next night, right? But I talked to someone that day and they were struggling with the exact same thing. The exact same time, the exact same person they saw that I saw. It's crazy. Mm. Then the next day, same thing happened. Or it wasn't as bad. But the same person was so struggling with all that. And I'm like, dang. Because it was like a legit spiritual battle. This happened for like a week.
Mm.
Where Lilith, Jezebel, all these demons were coming and bothering me at night.
Yeah.
And they were talking to me throughout the day. They were like, be ready for tonight. Like, trying to put fear in me, bro. And I got freaking scared.
Dude, it's terrifying. because like, you gotta think about this. You don't talk to yourself.
Yeah, you don't. You're talking to someone at all times.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, if you're hearing, like, if you're hearing, like, something being talking to you, and, like, it's telling you something that's, like, not of God.
Yep.
Like, you gotta rethink that a little bit.
There's
like,
no in between. It's either God or it's Satan. There's no in between.
Yeah, there's no mutual. There is your own mind.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's that even that's being influenced by something else.
Oh my, yeah. I mean, like it's crazy because like people will try to tell you that that's just you, but you gotta be thinking about this. If the spirit lives inside of me, and the spirit of God is the person that is over my life now. Why would the things that I'm thinking of, just like crazy, like things like just random things, like she was Isaiah 7 verse, for example, like he's giving his testimony, so it's okay if I say this, but like he was like after he was speaking in tongues, like he got saved from like being an atheist, he was speaking in tongues, and he was like on fire believer, like for like a week, for like 3 days straight, he stood up like reading the Bible, like. I read like the like at one point like in his ministry he read the entire New Testament in one sitting, the entire New Testament in one sitting.
Oh.
And so
dang, I never heard that
like,
part.
I heard like Austin say it before. I think
that's like 20 hours.
Yeah,
of just reading, dude.
Like that's absolutely insane. Wow. And so like, you see this person who's like. Crazy on fire for God, like loves him with all of his heart, like is all in, and then you hear about his story afterwards, which was like a couple days later, like he was in the parking lot, like he did not struggle with like pornography or anything like after that, but like before like he was like really into it. And so like after like he got saved, he was like walking like in the parking lot and just like a random thought like came in his mind of just like perversion.
Yeah,
and
suicide.
And like he said, just like boom, 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 out of the blue, there was just thoughts of perversion flooding your mind, like nothing to have any context with it. Like he was just like sitting in his car, and he was like, "God, I got like do deliverance." And so it's like he tried to like do self like deliverance on himself, and he was like growling, like manifesting, and it was crazy. And so he was like. I cannot get this out. So like he basically said,
us Christians, we get attacked more than any other person.
I don't think that. I think we realize that we're being attacked. Everyone gets attacked, but we realize that we're being attacked.
Well, then again, you have to admit this. The devil has a limited arsenal.
But yeah.
And
you're right.
The devil has a limited arsenal. So why would he attack
people who are already winning?
Yeah. Why would he?
That's true. That's good. Actually.
Yeah. I mean, like if. If you're already bound up by TikTok, why would he try to put perversion on you? I mean,
well, there's perversion
because he's already
there.
Well, still.
I believe
I mean, like, why would
I don't understand how that spirit works? Like, How can I have Jezebel, but, and then you have Jezebel? How does that work?
That's okay. So,
what first explain what Jezebel is, because well, the people
don't know. So, like, we're gonna get like a lot more into this. We're gonna get a lot more into this later. There's gonna be like a part two where like we're gonna delve really, really, really deep into spiritual warfare, and we're gonna delve really, really, really deep into the mind of like the devil, and just like everything like that. So we're gonna delve really, really deep into that next time, which will be like probably like next week. What'd you say? Or like in like a couple weeks. But we're gonna delve like really deep into that later. About like different spirits, like core spirits that like attack you, like regularly, but like because a lot of people like do with like the same struggles like pornography, and a big one is depression and a spirit of suicide, and just like different like spirits that might attack you normally, and so there's like a lot of them, but and like, there's like thousands of them that like they're like really like specific, but we just. We'll get into that like at a later date, but like the Bible says that everything. Wait, actually, let me go and like, pull it up so I can read it correctly. You guys just like elaborate a little bit on it.
Yeah. I think that our prayer life needs to be more consistent. Just saying, like, because really, I've started. I think. 2 days ago, I started praying for people, their families, and stuff like that. And really, I felt that God really is moving. Because I think yesterday night, I was praying. And then I finished praying. And then I felt that... I felt somebody tell me, who are you talking to? You're talking to yourself. So really, I felt that that was like Satan trying to put me that. But I mean... Really, just keep on
this belief.
Yeah.
One thing I heard someone say, it was that if you're dealing with this belief, and just think about how God has changed you, like in the way you think, the way you do things, like just in your whole mindset, like how you change. You know if you're getting led by the Spirit or you're not led by the Spirit or not.
What's that? What's that one verse about? Everything has like.
Could it be alright?
No, it's in Ephesians, and what everything has like a thing like underneath it and like controls it and stuff. Like
a purpose?
Like a king.
Everything that's like in the natural comes from like the supernatural.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Like influence. It's not six. It's not Ephesians 6. It's like
Ephesians 5.
No, try to.
Six is like
try to. Six is.
It's in the armor of God for us.
Yeah, and it's also like obey your parents.
Dang, where is it?
Goodness. Check Ephesians 2.
I'm there. Let me see if I can. I swear I would have highlighted this. But the gist of what Paul is saying is just like everything that you see in the natural with like your normal eyes. To give an example, like someone getting mad at you, someone like just like out of nowhere like attacking you like just like with like their words or something. Everything that you see in the natural comes from a place in the supernatural.
It's way worse than the supernatural.
So it's like it's because it's being revealed in the light.
Yeah.
And so like people like hate it.
A lot of people at our church have been being married, like what's happening in the supernatural.
Is the church
getting married with God or something?
I think
is the bride coming home?
like certain things like that, how in the Old Testament and the New Testament, how God would use something in the natural to show something in the supernatural. Like how it would rain like really hard and like they'd be like, well, God's gonna rain tonight. And then he was like, okay, like you're right, like I am gonna rain tonight. And so like his spirit's gonna rain or something like that. So it's
it's just like, it's this idea that everything that you see in the natural with your normal eyes comes from a place of seeing something in the supernatural. And so, but we'll elaborate more on that next time we're here, but
yeah.
One last thing is, I heard a person in our church, a leader in our church, say this, and she was like, "You do not have a right to be in the forefront of what God is doing unless you've been in a place."
Yep, unless you've been in the back room.
Yeah, unless you've been in the back room.
Yep.
And I guess it shook me to my core, because I was like, you're right.
What I was saying earlier about thinking someone, when they're praying over someone, that's not necessarily always out of pride. That's are they doing this for God, or are they up there doing it because everyone else is doing it, or so that way they can look good?
Yeah, because even Jesus said, these Pharisees, they already got their reward because of the way that they're acting.
Yes.
Their recognition by man was their reward and stuff.
Exactly, dude. Anyone could just be putting on a show. I put on a show for my entire life, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been awesome being able to talk to you guys, being able to demonstrate our opinions and stuff. But I'll go and pass it off to Edward, the leader of the podcast.
And I'm the co-host. I'm just kidding.
All right. Yeah. But anyways, our worship is really important, whether if we're giving it to God or we're giving it to the people. Because why are you jumping? Are you jumping because for the Lord, or are you jumping because of the people are doing? Mm-hmm. So that's really important. So in Matthew chapter 15, I don't really know the Bible verse, but it says people worship me with their lips, but not with their hearts.
Oh, yeah,
so,
That's so, talking about the Pharisees. They worship me with,
Then Jesus also said, "Did you guys get that I said I desire mercy, not sacrifice?"
Yeah.
That hit me really hard too, because a lot of stuff that we see now that is traditional, it's something that God made and ordained for something else to be.
Yeah.
You don't really see the essence in the. But I'm really know where I'm going this, but
yeah,
it's just the way that I feel that God's moving is for the Church of Jesus Christ to quit being a pushover, in the supernatural, truly, you see a lackluster, weak, anemic church now.
Yeah.
And you look at Acts.
Dang, bro.
And you say, we're a follower of Jesus. You're not a follower of Jesus. You're a follower of man.
Yeah.
And so I think God has had his fit of people who want more of them and not more of him.
Yeah.
Because you gotta look to God in order to have the power that he is going to give you. Man's not going to give you a power. Man's only going to give you pride. Yeah. Man's only give you a bit of himself that God actually gave to him. Yeah. So quit following a person in their mind and follow the person. Look at the things above. Look at the heavenly things above. Because you got to think about this. That man didn't do anything for you. The only person that actually did something for you was Jesus. Was Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior of heaven and earth. He's the only man that can save you. The only man that can sustain you. The only person that can satisfy you. And I think that the body of Christ needs to have it with the amount of literal anemacy in the body, and we need to be able to be strong in the Lord instead of weak in ourselves.
I think that's all the time that we have for right now, but really just pressing on prayer and reading your Bible And really, we'll do a part two, and we're doing next episode. Thank you for joining in, and we'll see you.
See you guys.
See you guys. Next time. Bye.